Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
September 5th, 2016. This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk Radio, Volume 36. I want to start this off by apologizing for last week with episode 35. We were right, just started doing the show, and what have you, the website crashed, and it's been a problem with this website going on, and we couldn't finish the show, so I do apologize to everybody who was listening, and we didn't get a chance to finish the show. I have my two beautiful co-hosts with me, Felicia Brown. Say what's up.
Hi, everybody. Happy Labor Day.
And Faye Jackson. Say what's up.
What's up, y'all?
Now, I'm going to start this off right where I ended last week. Last week, I was speaking about a video that popped up on Facebook that I had posted when I was in the hospital, and I just found out I needed heart surgery. But the devil chose to intercede when I was giving my testimony and shut the website down. So, devil, I am not going to give you your props. I am not going to concede to this. I'm still going to give my testimony because 1 year later, I'm still standing. 1 year later, at this point, this point last year, I was in the hospital on Labor Day, not knowing when I was going to get this heart surgery done, not knowing what doctor was going to choose to do it, because everybody who knows Big Daddy knows I am a large man, and with me being a large man, a lot of doctors did not want to touch me. Yeah, they didn't want to touch me, so at this point, everything was up in the air as far as which doctor was going to do what. But God, a doctor stepped up, and he decided, you know, to take it on, and he did. And, Dr. Zito took me on. He's from University of Penn, and he took me on, and he did the surgery. But a year later, I can say that God is good. A year later, I can say that no matter what things have come before me, God allows me to hurtle them. And I hurdle these things because I am a spiritual man. I do pray without ceasing. I do push, pray until something happens, because I could choose to be busy, P-U-S-Y, being under Satan's yoke and not doing anything about anything and just sitting there worried about every little thing. But I choose not to. A lot of people look at me and you see me always smiling, always in a decent mood. And people, I remember a story a while ago when I was taking steps back and forth from work, and this lady came up to me, and she said, "I always see you always got a smile on your face, and with you being a big guy, you know, normally big guys are mean and angry, and you always seem like you're in a good mood or whatever." And the first thing I thought was, like, every fat guy got to be mad or something. But
what y'all mad at?
Yeah, what are we mad at? But I looked at her, and I said, "No, I'm blessed. That's why I'm smiling, because God allowed for me to wake up that morning. Even though I was on public transportation, there's a lot of people that, one, can't afford to take public transportation. Two, there's a lot of people that don't have jobs to go to. Three, there's a lot of people that's down there that's starving, that's hungry. I could be in a worse way, but I am not. You know why? Because God has my back, and I know this. I know this. God surrounded me with good people like Valisha Brown when I was this point, and I ain't putting you out there, Valisha, but this point last year, she knew I was sick, and she was so worried about me that she was upset, like in tears upset. And I love you for that. Faye, you got on public transportation and went from North Jersey to Pennsylvania to come see me in the hospital. I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all. And we know we work together as far as the radio show, but outside of this, we're all family. And I love the both of you because you guys are good people with good hearts that came to see me. Valisha, you made, I don't know how many trips up to Windmore when I was up there to come see me when I just broke the ankle.
No.
We stay in constant contact with each other because God allowed for good people to be in my life. And sometimes I have to boot the bad people out of the way, but keep the good people close to me. And you two are good people, and I will continue to keep you close to me.
Oh, we love you, too.
And we love you. You know, you ain't shit.
Damn. Before Ron Simmons goes, damn. But I'm saying that
but seriously, I do. I love you like not even a father figure, like a brother. Like,
you better not say father figure. I ain't that old.
Right, you ain't that old. Yeah, you ain't that old. But I love you like a brother. Well, even if I, like, around that time, I didn't have a car. But if something was wrong or y'all needed something, Tracy needed something, I was there.
And I appreciate it. And Felicia, you and I don't even have to speak about our relationship because we know we're like more than brother and sister, more than best friends. We're like soulmates in a way. That we think the same thoughts. We like the same thing. If one of us is hurting, the other one feels it. And, you know, I love the both of you to death. Now I'm going to get off this thing before it gets all emotional and we can stop kissing and we are hugging and we are the world. The reason why I'm saying this is because God is good and worthy to be praised. So if there's anybody out there that is going through something, it's just a season that you're going through, and there is a light at the end of that tunnel, but you're going to have to go through that season still praising the Lord, no matter how good it gets, no matter how bad it gets. You have to continue to praise the Lord no matter what you go through. And if you want more confirmation on that, read Job, and I'm going to leave it there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to start with is I started with that. Now I want to get into this whole Colin Kaepernick thing. Valisha, I'm going to let you kick that one off. Because you and I have been following it.
Kick that off.
I'm going to let you kick that one off, your opinion and what you think. I'm going to sip some water real quick because now my mouth is dry. But go ahead and break down what happened.
Okay, well, I guess it wasn't a preseason game. It was a early in the season game or a preseason game.
No,
it was preseason.
Yeah, preseason.
It was preseason. Yeah.
See, I'm the wrong person to be doing this. during a preseason game, you know, they do the national anthem and, you know, they usually have, like, guests and stuff come out and sing it. And Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers decided to sit instead of stand for the national anthem. It's my knowledge that it's protocol to usually stand and remove your hats, but you don't have to put your hand over your heart. That's my understanding. I'm not sure if I'm, you know, 100% correct, but a lot of times when I'm at games or, you know, an event and the national anthem comes on, I just stand. So I don't put my hand on my heart or anything. But anyway, you see all the headlines and all the social media and everything. People are pretty much scrutinizing Colin Kaepernick for not, you know, standing. His reason for not standing was in support of, you know, I guess minorities who are facing, you know, police brutality and all that stuff. So
yeah, he's facing a lot of social media backlash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of veterans that are against him. I'm seeing a lot of veterans that are actually for him, too. But I support his cause. But in the beginning, I was kind of confused because I'm like, well, you know, you're a big-time football player. I know your contract allots you a lot of money. You know, you're still playing the all-American sport in America. So, you know, I don't know. What's your take on it?
Hey, you want to jump in or you want me to go?
You probably better off going because, honestly, I don't really have an opinion on it. And that's just to be blatantly honest because I don't care. That was his decision. Why is this news? That's my issue. Why is this news? So
right.
You can go ahead.
I just read a quote today that he said. He said, you know, I wish people were going all crazy over police brutality the way they're going all crazy over me. And I agree with that. Like, Colin Kaepernick is one man. He's just a face with a lot of money. He is not the solution to stopping, you know, issues going on with race and inequality. He is not going to stop it. He's not going to make it better. He's just one person. We all need to take part in making this better.
Exactly.
All right. Here's Big Daddy's view on that. When I first heard it, I was kind of like Faye. Like, why is this even freaking news? Like, okay, he didn't stand for the national anthem, is what it is. There was a basketball player back in the 90s called Chris Jackson, changed his name to whatever he changed his name to, Muslim. And he stopped standing for the national anthem. And it didn't get that much play as what Colin Kaepernick did. And I'm just curious, like, okay, this has happened before in sports because Chris Jackson did it. Like I said, I can't really pronounce his Muslim name now, but he did it back in the 90s. So
well,
it has happened before.
Social media wasn't as prevalent.
Exactly. Social
yeah.
media wasn't around then, so now since social media is around, and every jackass with that could go on Facebook to give their opinion about everything, and I was joking with Felicia the other day, how many people do Facebook Live now and just be talking about nothing?
Nothing.
About absolutely nothing. Oh, I'm Facebook Live now. I'm walking down to the store to get a popsicle and a pack of cigarettes. Why do I need to hear this? But that's just how social media is now. People just want to get on and rant and rave. And Colin Kaepernick did it, and they wanted to rant and rave. Now, I do applaud him on what he is trying to do because
absolutely.
He is an athlete that's trying to make a stand. He didn't grow up in the hood. He grew up a privileged person in a privileged neighborhood with good things. You know, his parents, you know, they wasn't poor. But he's still taking a stand because he feels some type of way about what's going on in America, which he is allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
We are still Americans, and in America, we can voice our opinion. And that's what he's doing. He's voicing
mm-hmm.
his opinion. There's people that died and fought these wars. Excuse me. So we can have the right to voice our opinion. He is not a communist. He is not whatever you want to make him out to be. He is a man that's an American that is speaking his opinion about how police are treating our brothers and sisters. I'm talking about our black brothers and sisters. And he's allowed to do that. So if the NFL, let's be honest, it's it's really America's sport. Like, everybody loves football. The Super Bowl is like a damn holiday now. So everybody is booing this man and getting on this man because he didn't choose to do this and that. And that's his choice. So why you get mad for him doing something that's his God-given right as an American? Now, my other part of my other opinion about it is, if he really wants to do something, which he decided to do, he said the first million that he's making this year, he's donating to black causes. And I appreciate that. I said, okay, now he's actually doing something.
Mm-hmm.
He's helping out. He's taking his money and his platform, and $1 million is a lot of money, and he's giving it. He's giving it. And I think that's cool. So he is doing something, and more athletes should do that. And I've said this before. If all these athletes really want to make a stand, really want to take a stand, let Sunday come around and sit out. Sit them games out. I bet you that would take that and make a stand right there. People would stand up and have to notice it then, especially with this Sunday coming up, because the first week of NFL, first week of football, let everybody stand up and say, you know what, we ain't going to play until you guys take notice of what's going on. Then there would be a change. There would be a whole bunch of people sitting in front of their TVs cussing and swearing because they can't play their fantasy football or they can't drink their beer. I know there's people that rather watch football than have sex. So trust me, do that one Sunday. Actually take that stand and see what happens. Anybody else got anything on that subject? We can move
and
on.
And I know they just said on the news that he got the highest selling jersey right now. Like, his jerseys are sold out. Now, half of them idiots that bought them jerseys
burn it.
Yeah. Now you realize it doesn't even matter because the money's still going to him, still going to the 49ers, still going to the NFL. So, what was the purpose?
It's just funny when you talked about, you know, people sitting at home cursing at the TVs. It just, you know, reminded me that when the national anthem's playing, like, at these games, but you're watching on TV, you are the most unpatriotic people. You know, people are just sitting around. How much does the national anthem really mean to people? How much did they research the words and know what it means? I mean, it's really just a song. It has no measure of if you're a patriot or American or not. So I think we need to stop being sheep and following crowds.
And there you go.
I mean, at the end of the day, good for him for taking a stand, but my feeling is still, when there's so much other things going on, why is this news? It shouldn't be news. Let him do what he want to do.
It's just another thing we're focusing on him, but again, we're not focusing on what the real problem is.
What the issue is.
Right.
Yep. You're right. You both are totally right.
And even him, he's got money. He's not going to be that person that gets pulled over and beat up in the street. You know, that's going to be a poor black, you know, person in maybe like poor neighborhood that gets taken advantage of, you know.
Funny how this has diverted everybody from the Ryan Lochte or whatever else that's going to be situation.
And the college guy that raped the girl, he just got out of jail.
I was going to speak on that. Felicia, funny you led into that because that's going to lead to our next thing. Good timing. Now, I forget this kid's name. What's the kid's name again?
It doesn't matter.
let's not give him his play.
Okay. He rapes a girl.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what his name is. But he rapes this girl, gets a couple of months in jail, and he's already out. But there's people that are sitting in jail now for like 10, 15 years that just sold weed. Now, I'm not saying that. As a matter of fact, I am saying that a crime is a crime, and I understand that, but this kid raped somebody and was convicted of rape. Now, he's home playing Xbox, eating Cheetos, and this brother that's on lockdown now just for selling a little weed because they were broke and they had to feed their children.
Yep.
Where do we draw the line?
Lives are ruined.
Exactly. Exactly. When this kid, about to say something else, when this kid got out of jail and they played it a couple hundred times in the news, there was paparazzi around him. They're taking pictures of him. He's walking. I'm like, they treat him like he's freaking Prince Henry or something. Mm-hmm. Prince Harry is there. I don't know where Prince name is. Mm-hmm. They treat him like he's him. And I'm like, really? There's a whole bunch of brothers that are just sitting. There's a bunch of brothers that was falsely accused of doing crime. There was another story of this brother that got accused of raping a girl at BYU that's still in jail now. And he was falsely accused. And he's still sitting in jail because they can't, you know, they had a certain system going on and they had to do this to do that, blah, blah, blah. And the brother's still sitting there waiting to get parole or waiting to get out of there. But he was falsely accused and come to find out the girl was lying.
Mm.
So where do we draw the line when it comes to who gets what as far as it should be a standard across the board as far as sentencing, not just by state, but just by United States altogether. Because there's no way this kid in Bumble Hell, wherever he was, only gets a certain amount of time. But if he would have been an inner-city black youth, he would have been in jail for like 20 years.
They would have threw him under the prison.
Exactly.
Never to get out.
So, all right, I'm getting off that one. Y'all, go ahead. What's your opinion?
I said mine already.
No, I did too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then that's that. The next thing I want to get on, then I'm going to get on this, and then I'm going to go to commercial. And this just recently happened, and it happened out in front of my house. My wife is sitting out there. That's what she does. She sits outside. That's it. And this kid steals a bike. And long story short of it, because the kid stole a bike, it turned into a whole great big melee where it was like 50 people in the street and these maybe six or seven kids are fighting each other back and forth over this bike. And there's adults standing around watching this, cheering it on. Get in there, boo-boo. Get in there, such-such. Blah, 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 blah. You won't let him talk to you like that? Blankety, blankety, smackety, smackety. And I'm sitting there like, back in when I was a kid, adults would have came out and broke this up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, y'all stop. You go your way. You go your way. Call the police and report them that this bike is stolen and let the police handle it. I was not going out there and breaking it up because, one, you know, I'm still walking on the chain and I ain't the same person I used to be. And I'm not getting in the middle of this to get my ass beat. But if I felt as though that some of these adults would have had my back, if I would have went down there to break it up, I would have went to break it up. But I'm not going to be the only one standing out there in the middle of the street trying to break up something while all the rest of the adults are standing around watching this. So I guess my question is, do you break up a fight when you see children getting into it like that, or do you just sit there and watch it and just say, oh, well, that's dumb? Do you get involved or do you sit on the sideline?
I would say it depends on the situation. For me.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that situation, the story you just told, if it wasn't a family member or somebody that I knew that was in that situation, I wouldn't break it up. Only because I don't know. Would I watch? Yes. Just in just in case the police did come, because I am the one, I don't know them, so hell, I could snitch. It's like, well, this kid did this kid did that, and all them adults that was standing over there ain't do nothing. Now, I've seen two little kids fight on the playground before, and I thought it was hilarious, because it's like little 7-8-year-olds fighting. Why y'all fighting? But that's just me. I'm just saying.
Felicia.
definitely, like, say something, but it comes to a point where, you know, you don't know what these little kids got today, like guns or whatever, but when it comes to a point where your well-being and your safety can be in harm's way, no. I mean, these parents have to do a better job. And you're right, back in the day, parents would have interceded and the kids would have listened too. And, you know, they would have got told by their parents because their parents were all unified. Now it's, you know, it's not like that anymore. But
now parents like to jump in the fight.
I know,
yeah.
And it's sad.
And you see that, like, if you – go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And you see that all the time. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, like, one thing you see, you know, you see these viral fights of young people being posted on the internet. And people are always saying, you know, stop posting videos of our young people fighting, but – you know, you're commenting on the video, too, so you obviously watched it, but I don't know. I just feel like if the parents aren't doing their job, then it's not my fault, you know, if I want to maybe watch it or whatever, but I don't know.
What you just said, what I was about to say, so I got to say it now. But, yeah, they're posting these fights on social media, and we're watching it. So it is what it is. What it is these parents, we have to take our communities back and stop sitting on the sideline because we're afraid of these kids because we are afraid we'll get these kids to cut you out. They'll do something to your property. You know what I'm saying? They'll do something to your vehicle sitting outside. And we're like, okay, well, I don't want to have to go through this and that. So let them be. About a week ago, I seen a little boy riding up the street, like two or three little boys riding up the street. And these little girls was, like, walking up the street behind them. And the little boy turns around and said, go ahead and say something else. Excuse my French to anybody that's listening, Christian. But he says, you lucky I don't get off this bike and fuck you up, bitch.
Ooh.
And they were, like, 10 year olds, maybe 11. And this is what he says. And I'm looking like, no, he did not just say that. One. Two, he said it in front of me. Three, am I a punk because I ain't say nothing to him? He said it, and I'm looking at him like, I better shut the fuck up. Excuse my French, but I'm just sitting there like, wow. When
did
I was coming up,
parents?
You did not talk like that. What did you say?
Did you know his parents?
I know his parents, but I don't want to say
nothing
to
his parents
because I don't want them to cut me out.
No, if I would have known who that little boy was, I would have said something to his parents.
That's what he said. Future woman beater right there.
Mm.
Future woman beater. He had, about 10, 11 years old, talking about effing some girl up and called her a bee. Like, woo, that'd been my daughter. We as parents got to take our community back. I can't stress that enough. It's too much. It's too much out there. These kids out there fighting, and they started back to school last week, so they've been in school for a week. It's their last little, you know, weekend before, you know, they got to go to school tomorrow, and these kids are out there back there. And there's one little ringleader that lives across the street from me who just got out of jail because he was locked up, like, all summer long, and it was quiet around here. That little sucker just got out of jail, and he already starting trouble. Kids need something to do. We got to put these community centers, and it, like back in the day, like that community center, you could go to a PAL and this, that, and the fourth. That stuff is not going on anymore, so these kids, they got nothing else better to do but walk up and down the street starting trouble. We got to stop it, people. Take a stand. All right. On that note, let me get back off my soapbox. And we're going to take our first commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk about the WWE and the new Universal Heavyweight Champion, Kevin Owens, and get into some Raw SmackDown stuff. And then we're going to get into some relationship stuff. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 36.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk Volume 36. We're here with Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson. We're talking about them badass kids out there and everything. Now we're going to switch it. We're talking about the WWE and the new Universal Champion, Kevin Owens. Now, anybody who's been following wrestling, unless you've been under a rock, know that Finn Balor wrestled, Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. I almost forgot his name. Seth Rollins at SummerSlam for the Universal title. Finn Balor went over for the belt and became the new Universal Champion, but was injured that night from a reckless powerbomb into the guardrail, which separated Finn Balor's shoulder. Finn Balor will be out of competition for 6 months. Trust me, I've had that same surgery, and it's a pain in the butt. It sucks, and I feel bad for him. It's a hard recovery, and, you know, Godspeed to him, because he is one of the best workers in the company, and it was sad to see him go down like that after he busted his tail to get right to that point where he needed to be, and now he's on the shelf. So, this last episode of Raw, they had a fatal four-way between Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, Big Cass, and a tackling dummy. I mean, Roman Reigns. And that's Felicia Brown's favorite wrestler, Roman Reigns.
Don't put that out there because that's not true. The devil is a liar.
He's my favorite wrestler to look at. That's about it.
Yeah, not even that.
Yeah, I think he's cute. I like his eyes. I think he's cute.
What is he, gray eyes, blue eyes?
Yeah, they're like a bluish gray. It's different.
Mm. Okay, are you done? Are we done now? I don't know about y'all go. Talking about Roman Reigns, are we done now? You know, you like his big shoulders and his pretty eyes and his long hair when he flicks it back and everything.
Mm-mm.
Anything else you like about him? He's not a good guy. He's
nice.
Not a bad guy. He's a big guy.
No, I just think he's nice to look at. I mean, compared to a lot of other workers in the WWE, it's nice to have some type of guy I can't be understand.
You know what? I'm going to get back on that because I want to know who y'all think is, like, really attractive. Like, who's, like, in wrestling now that you're like, damn. But we'll go back on that. Anyway.
Lord.
The Big Cass was the first one to get eliminated from this Fatal 4-Way, which was expected. He was put in a position where he wasn't ready for. We talked about how they picked for Raw, because he shouldn't even been in that position. But he did a good job. It was just you knew he wasn't quite ready.
Mm-hmm.
So it turned into a triple threat between Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. Triple H comes out of nowhere, levels Roman Reigns, throws him in the ring, Seth Rollins pins him. So you're thinking that Seth is going to – you're thinking that Triple H is going to turn on Kevin Owens, put the strap on Seth. But Triple H actually kicks Seth in the stomach, gives a pedigree, and then Kevin Owens pins him, Kevin Owens becoming the new Universal Champion. He looks at Triple H, rolls out of the ring, looks at Stephanie, looks at Mick, and he walks off. So that's the big cliffhanger at the end of the show. A lot of people popped at the end of the show because they thought it was cool, they thought it was interesting. I was just like, it is what it is. I'm curious to where they're going to go with this tonight. I do believe that Kevin Owens should have went over for it. I'm glad that he did. I just would have liked to see him win it without any outside influence. I would have liked to see him win it on his own or by doing something dirty on his own, not without Triple H's help, if anybody follows what I'm saying. I don't know if you agree, agree.
I mean, it makes it a storyline. So, you know, it's interesting. It's going, like you said, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with it tonight.
Yeah. Felicia?
I'm actually looking at that clip right now, and I made a post in a wrestling group that I'm in. I said that I actually think that this might be some type of a NXT, like, takeover. Triple H, you know, kind of vouching for his guys. You know, Finn Balor was the champion. Seth Rollins took it from him. So, you know, Triple H wants his guys to get it. So, I don't know. But obviously they're leading up to Seth Rollins and Triple H, which I don't want to see. Was it going to be the battle of the pedigrees? I don't want to see that. But... yeah, I think this definitely has some type of, like, NXT as the dominant brand. Triple H might be saying, oh, you know, Vince, you're outdated, whatever. So
I don't know if I want to see Triple H in the ring anymore. I kind of want to see him take a Vince McMahon role, like be that super-duper evil heel that the company needs right now.
But even
unless
with that, Vince stepped in the ring from time to time.
Right.
Yeah, from time to time. Like, just
I mean,
not,
he's
like,
definitely he's needed to help Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is not able to carry a whole feud right now. I'm actually not too big on Seth Rollins. Love Tyler Black, don't get me wrong. But Seth Rollins, what he is now, I just don't like. He still can't talk to me. He's just, you know, extra flashy in the ring. He's great, but I feel every other area he lacks. So... having Triple H kind of lead them in this feud is needed. I still don't know who's the face, who's the heel. You know, Triple H and Kevin Owens, they could be faces. I don't know. Because
that's because of the crowd. The crowd has been changing and is going to continue to change because they try to make Roman Reigns like the baby face of the company and people hate him. Kevin Owens is trying his hardest to become a heel, but people like him.
Right. But also, it's like super weird to see Triple H be like this ultra face in NXT. It would not work to have him as a monster heel on the next show, Raw.
Right.
So, it could be that, you know, yeah, it could be that Stephanie and Seth are still heels and maybe Trips and Owens could be tweeners, but I don't know. I'm not ready to see Seth as a face. When you're a face, that's like, what, 75% talking? He's not ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
No. And we have a caller. What's up, George? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
How you doing?
You sound great with somebody in a car accident.
You know what? I missed y'all last week, man. And I was like, I'm not going to miss y'all another week. So, I just want to stop.
Wait, you were in a car accident?
Yeah, I was about to say, you were in a car accident?
Early this morning, yeah.
Oh, no. You okay? You good? Everything okay?
I'm all right. Cracked some ribs, got a concussion. It's all right.
Oh.
Gotta teach my nephew the right thing, you know? And it's a long story. I'll tell you all some other time. So, you know, trust me, I didn't want to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd rather be asleep like normal people, but... It's all right. Lesson learned. He's learning his lesson himself. So, you know, I almost got in trouble for it. But, you know, that's what you are in your early 20s, you know. You know, you think you know everything, you know, but, you know, try to teach him, you know. So it's all good. It's all good. I'll be all right.
Sorry to hear that. And I'm glad you're, you know, you're still around.
You're like,
you know
okay.
What I'm saying? You sound,
yeah,
you sound decent. Like, I'm glad you're okay. Like, that could have been a whole lot worse. And I thank you for calling, knowing that you just got in a car accident today. It hasn't been 24 hours. So I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, you got to stay up for like about over 24 hours. That's the hard part, man. You got to stay up. You can't fall asleep. So, I mean, like, but they give you pain medicine, so I don't get that. They contradicted everything.
Yeah, really, they give you that perk, but they want you to stay up.
Exactly. You know, when you find out you got perk, your phone is ringing off the hook, man, so... Yeah, but the
matter
good
fact,
thing is,
I'm gonna call you a little bit later and see what you got. I'm just joking.
Nah, it's cool. But you know what? My phone is jacked up anyway, so it's like it's kind of crazy. I gotta get a new phone now, so it's a good thing my phone is jacked up, so nobody can't be able to call me, so I can wipe the dust off my voicemail. You know what I mean? But I was listening to what y'all saying, man, and I'm gonna try to stay up and watch it. But I think it's kind of good because. It would be unusual to see Seth Rollins as a face. You know what I'm saying? I feel kind of awkward about that. You know, and everybody was wondering about Triple H, but you know, you can see Triple H on NXT. You know what I'm saying? But it'll be kind of weird. But it's gonna take me a while to get used to. But then you got to ask yourself the question: like on a Raw brand, who is the top face? You know, on the Raw brand. You know, and like you guys said, they ate Roman Reigns up. They ate him up. And the company shoved Roman Reigns down their throats, and he didn't want to take it, you know? And it's sad, you know? But, you know, when I saw Big Cass in the match, and I'm like, yeah, I'll see. Vince still had his hand in it because you know how much Vince wants a guy 7 foot tall with 300 some odd pounds. And it's like.
And you can't teach that.
But, you know, it's sad.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I'm
known
saying?
That Vince is a huge fan of Big Cass. Like, he's a huge fan now.
Yeah, because Vince wanted to break him up. You know what I'm saying? Vince wanted to break him up and see Cass go on his own. But I think Triple H, he's in the back, and everybody say Triple H is in the back, you know, talking to Vince down and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he wants there to be a 7 foot world. You know, it's crazy. So. I don't know what he's doing, but hopefully it's better in the long run. But my thing is, I'm starting to think that SmackDown is starting to catch up with these guys and might even be a better show, in my opinion.
SmackDown's a way better show.
Because there's a conversation, Felicia and I had the other day, And, yeah, SmackDown, to me, is, like, a lot better of a show because I feel as though, one, you don't need 3 hours. I think Raw should drop back
to
2 hours.
To two. Yeah, I think so, too.
I think they should cut it to two. And the other thing is I just like the work that's on SmackDown now. Like, I like the work. I like watching American Alpha. I like watching AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, yeah.
I like Felicia. I better say this name for Felicia Shuby.
Yeah.
I like watching Dean Ambrose. So I do like watching, and I like even Baron Corbin. I think he had a good match with Dean Ambrose this past week. I thought it was decent. So,
and I think it's great. I think it's great because I got tickets for the show next week. You know, I can't wait for that one in Philly. Yeah, so I don't know if y'all be there or not, but I'm definitely going to be there. I ain't going to miss this. But it's, you know,
we had talked about it, but I don't know.
It's going to be a different setting, you know what I mean? I think it's, you know, one thing is, you know, what I say with Faye and all that, the women's division has came a lot because now lately, if you ever go to shows, you see guys, when women come out there perform, everybody go to the bathroom and all that stuff, you know, which is, to me, is a lack of respect because – I'll buy a ticket. I'm going to sit there and watch everything, you know, to see
all
the girls.
Yeah, but now
like,
everybody wants to watch women's wrestling, which is great.
Exactly. So much respect to them. I look at these guys. I'm sitting in the stands, and I'm telling these guys, like, oh, where y'all going? Oh, it's the women and the divas. They ain't going to be crap. I said, you guys crazy? I'm like, these girls put their heart out, and you guys going to walk away? And like I said, it's disrespect, in my opinion. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that video, but what Ember Moon did with that deadlift, I think she did, what, 400-pound deadlift?
Yeah,
you know
I saw
what
that.
Mean? I was like, wow, you know? Well, you know, got to give up to these ladies. These ladies work their ass off, and they deserve to get the same amount of respect as the men do. So, I don't know. That's how I feel about it, and I'm going to sit there and watch them because you never know what they can come up with. So. So, I mean, we'll see what tonight. I can't wait to watch. But like I said, I'm starting to be a SmackDown guy more often. So, I mean.
Do you think it'll change once they add the cruiserweights to Raw?
It depends.
I still
think
you
got to
cut it down 2 hours.
You might have to, but I think with the cruiserweight, you have to keep it at three because I'm a big Rich Swann guy. I like that guy, Swann.
That's
like
my
does,
homie.
Yeah, that dude is tight. I love his setup. So, I mean, him and what's the other guy named Ibushi? I apologize for his name wrong.
Ibushi, you said it.
So, them two. So, a big fan of them both. So, I could see them doing something big. I mean, if that's going to be another, hopefully they'll add a Cruiserweight title. So, you know. But we'll
I think they are.
It. Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's good talking
right,
to you guys,
George.
Man.
Now you feel better.
Like, look, I hope you feel better, brother. Guys, you know, I'll still be praying for you. And if you need anything, just give us a call. Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
And I love you guys. I love you guys. Number love and respect for each and every one of y'all. Keep doing this up. And keep doing the great work, all right?
All right,
buddy. Thank you. Love you, too.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And that's a dedicated fan right there. Brother was just in a car accident and called in. I appreciate that. Because I'd have been somewhere, I don't know, popping perk and chilling. But
perking up.
Yeah, I've been perking up. So any
perking
last
up.
Words? Any more last words as far as Raw, SmackDown, anything before I go to the second commercial? And then we'll come back with the relationship thing.
Okay.
Ladies.
Let's see. When is Backlash this Sunday? Is it this Sunday?
Yes. Yeah, I think it is this Sunday.
We want to see who gets the women's title. I know it's not going to be Naomi. I would love for Naomi to get it. I love her gimmick. I love it.
It's
like,
going
to
be Nikki
like,
Bella.
I love it.
It's going to be Nikki Bella.
Yeah, which is like...
Yeah.
Like so much for the women's revolution if you do that, seriously.
It's going to be Nikki Bella. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. But it should be a tight pay-per-view.
Yeah. SmackDown been doing their thing.
They're going to crown.
I'm excited to see. who they gonna give the bell to? And then I know what, not this Monday, but what, the next Monday is the Cruiserweights go to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be interesting.
We'll see. It should be good. Should be good. Also in the pay per view, they'll be crowning their new tag champs for SmackDown.
Hell
so
yeah.
You
That's
know,
right.
America Alpha's going to win that. So should be cool. All right,
and
ladies,
the Headbangers came back, right? That was
yeah.
random.
Yeah, that was random. But yeah, the Headbangers did come back and on them too. Nah, I'm joking. It's just I'm gonna say this real quick and then I'm gonna take the commercial. But way back when I was a rookie in this business, I'm talking as far as the Himalaya Players, Aaron Ganey and I had to wrestle the Headbangers twice. And the first time we wrestled them, it was on a Monster Factory show. This was way back 96, maybe 97. I want to say possibly 97. They beat the dog piss out of us. And I held, like, resentment towards them after that because, okay, we were green, but they beat the piss out. How are you going to hold you? They really systematically whipped our asses. So the next time we wrestled them, we had to wrestle them at the Wildwood Convention Center. And this was, like, a big show. It was, like, the biggest show we ever been involved in. It was, like, 3,000 people there. And, like, the whole time they were there, they treated us they treated us like shit. Like, they didn't really talk to us. They waited to, like, maybe 5 minutes before our match to even discuss anything. So we were already green. These guys were cocky. They were coming in as the WWE Tag Team Champions at that time. So they were wrestling in the WWE, and they had just these attitudes about them. But I was so nervous because I didn't know how this was going. And then another vet, his name was Jungle Jim McPherson, pulled me to the side and said, look, calm down. You got to remember that this is a show. You got to remember that you were trained to do a job and go out there and do the best that you can. And nobody can take that away from you. And I felt better. So we went out there. We had the match, pretty decent match. They didn't quite beat the piss out of us as much as they did at the factory. I guess it was a bigger show. They didn't want to look, you know, they wanted to look somewhat good. And then afterwards, they sat and talked to us and gave us an education, which was cool. But I was just like, why did you have to beat the piss out of us first to get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
People ain't shit.
Then, you know, yeah, they weren't shit. We weren't shit. And it was what it was. And that's why every time I hear the thing Headbangers now, I kind of cringe because after that ass whooping they put on it. But Aaron ended up wrestling them again when he did the Nigerian Nightmares. Like years later, he wrestled them again and said they were cool guys. I was like, I guess at that time with them being in the WWE and them being a tag champ, they had real big attitudes and said, screw them, I'll beat these greenhorns up. On that note, I'm going to take this last commercial. We're going to come back with our relationship question, Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 36.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 36, with Felicia Brown and St. Jackson. And I want to get into a relationship question. Not really a relationship. I just want you ladies' opinion. And here we go. Y'all ready? If you had to build the perfect man, how would you build him? What would he look like? How much money would he have? You know, for his religious beliefs, blah, 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 blah. You build your perfect man. What does he have to bring to the table? Like, what would be your ideal man?
That's something like I had to.
Question, there's no perfect man, no perfect person, no perfect man.
Mm.
I feel like.
Truth be told, I got. I'm good with who I have, so I don't know.
Okay. I think one of the biggest problems are, like, guys can't expect us to look like Victoria's Secret models if they're not going to look like Calvin Klein models. I'll
right.
say that.
Right.
But I'm good with my situation as well, so there's no perfect guy. So, like, even if, you know, he had all the
there's never
going to
be a perfect
I want
guy.
It, right.
Ever. Ever.
Right.
That's not true.
Like, yeah, that's, yeah, nobody's perfect. Like, right now, I'm on my monthly. That might be too much information for all y'all, but
that is too
I'm
much
gonna
information.
Find, I'm going to find something in everybody that I don't like because I'm on my monthly and I'm going to be a bitch and I'm going to not like you. I'm going to find something. Why are you breathing so loud? Why? So nobody's perfect. Why are you
Big
chewing while you
perfect.
Eat? Don't say that.
Shit.
As a Christ believer, you're going to say that? Mm.
I'm not perfect, so why would you say you perfect? You ain't perfect. You ain't shit. So,
Big Daddy is perfect. Uh-oh. We got a caller, and I know who this is. Lady T, what's up, girlfriend?
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, Lady T.
Hi. Hi, I've been holding my peace since the beginning of the show. I was going to let everybody speak. I got a comment for almost everything that you said, except for the wrestling stuff. That's not my genre. Before I get to the perfect man, y'all got a minute? I'm just going to speak my piece here.
What are you
okay. I even pulled over. So,
oh, dang.
Yeah, I pulled over.
Handle your business.
So on the first subject with the kids in the neighborhood,
yeah.
Big Daddy, well, let's start from the beginning. Big Daddy, I thank God that you're here today to even speak about the trials and the tribulations that you've been through. You had a whole prayer line behind you, and don't you ever forget that. Moving forward, as to your neighbors and the kids, I believe that that's a community issue. There's no way in heck that child could have went past my house, cussed like that, and I not said anything. I'm sure that you know their parents. Their parents know you. Even if he did not respect the little girl that he cussed out, he should have respected you as an adult not to say that BS in front of you.
Yes.
So I blame you on your part. That's when you should have said, hey, yo, little man, you in front of my house with that BS. I don't want to hear that in front of my house. And if you got a problem, go get your mama. Go get your daddy. We can go toe-to-toe with the mommy and daddy. Now, I don't talk to my neighbors per se. Everybody know I live in Chester. It's not the nicest neighborhood. Those little kids as bad as I don't know what. But guess who they respect? That mean bee that come in and out of her house every day. They get out of my way. They go around. They wave at me. I know their parents is an issue. I know who child go to who. I don't need to know their names. They don't need to know my name. But they better respect me when I come up on my patio to my house. End of story. That's all it is. James, you were raised better than that. Your parents brought you up to that. You are the king of your house. You don't have to be put up with that in front of your house. Bang, end of story. Done with that. And as for that dude who didn't stand up that you were talking about, whatever his name is, for
Colin
the national
Kaepernick.
Anthem because he protested, blah, blah, blah. What were you protesting for? I guess my issue with it, if you sit there, don't nobody know what you're protesting for until after the fact.
Mm.
And this goes back to our community. Just what James just experienced. If no adults stand up and say anything, we got our kids killing each other and putting it on social media like it's a big joke. So until you get to the root of the problem, it's going to continue to happen. It's going to continue to be there. Everybody knows that I'm an Eastern Star. And from the day that I bring these girls in, I appreciate them, and they hate it to death. Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. You got to make a change. Change starts with you. I got them girls reciting the lyrics back and forth and doing essays on it. Look in the mirror. Change start with you. How can you stand there and see your brother or sister starving or something going on them and you don't do nothing about it? So until each one of us start with ourselves, looking in that mirror and making that change and don't say nothing and keep your mouth quiet, it's going to be the same. It's going to take that one person to say something. So they say, oh, that big nigga there, he ain't going to say nothing. Well, I ain't going to say nothing. So maybe you could be the one starting the trend to do something on your block or have that community outreach or community look around or whatever, everybody taking care of everybody's houses. It would start with you. That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
Now
I heard you. Wait, wait, wait. Whoa. Let me rebut. Now I'll let you say your say. Now, with my neighborhood and with me in the current state that I am in now, yes, I'm still walking with this cane. I cannot move the exact same way I used to. So I don't want to come out my mouth and say anything so they can go back and tell their parents or their big brothers or whatever so they can come up to my end of the block, starting something with me, and I cannot defend myself. One. Two, situations have changed. Neighborhoods have changed. People shoot people for nothing nowadays. And I'm not going to get a bullet in my ass because a little kid is cussing. That's what I'm afraid of. Because of the law, hold on a second. If the long and the short of it is, I do like young people. I used to work with young people. I used to mentor young people. I got the young people that I used to mentor and talk to still come to my house talking to me, saying, what's up? Do you need anything? This, that, and the fourth. But on top of that, I have three people three young people and a wife to take care of. And I'm not putting myself in danger of possibly me getting checked out of here because of ignorant people in this world. They
Where
need to take
end?
Care of their kids.
Where does it stop? Where does it stop? I'm not saying
we
that you can hear all, but you can command whether you handicap or not. You can command respect in front of your house.
In front of my house, yes, back in the day. But now there's people that will come up onto your property and try to beat your ass and videotape it. And on top of that, I am a social figure in the community as well as the NBA. People know who I am. And the last thing I want is some video going out of somebody whipping my ass and they say a nigga's sick and Big Daddy getting his ass whipped by a bunch of niggas on social media.
Mm.
I can't afford for my reputation to get hit like that. That's
but
why I avoid altercation. That's why you don't see me in bars. You don't see me doing this and that because I do have a reputation. People do know me, and when they see me, they say, that's that cool guy we see at the game cutting up. I don't want ever anybody to say, that's that jackass that got his ass whipped in the middle of the street.
Who's to say you get your ass whipped? But I understand.
I'm not the man I used to be.
I understand that. I totally understand that. The same reasons you don't see me everywhere. I can't be everywhere. I can't have it go back to the church. Oh, she was up in the strip club doing X, Y, Z. No, no, no. I totally understand that. But whether I still feel as though something could have been said, yo, young man, or could have been the way you handled it. Yo, young man, maybe you shouldn't speak to her like that.
And did he say F me?
Somewhere.
And did he say F me? And that's, you know, he's doing something to my property or to my vehicle.
The chance we got to take is a chance that I personally be willing to take. I don't think your situation is any different than me as a young woman who lived by myself. Call if I get into an altercation. You got a whole house full of people there. But
no, it's just
opinion.
Me, my wife, and my mother-in-law. But again,
that's
again,
my opinion.
Yeah, it's your opinion. Go ahead.
Your cousin say this is America. You're free to give your opinion.
I did say that. You gave your opinion. I appreciate your opinion.
Now,
what was the next thing you were going to say? Good.
As to the man, and you know I'm picky and I had a certain type and all of that, but as we get older, I think we get over all of that nonsense. And at this day and age, I would be happy with somebody who could just tell the truth.
Damn.
Just be honest. Long as he don't look like Igor and don't have a hump on his back, if he could tell the truth and potentially and have a dream, have a goal, have something in mind, something other than what's for lunch on his brain, I can work with that. I can work with everything else because, as we both said, Jesus is not walking this earth. So until Jesus come back, there's no perfect person. But if he can
Big
Daddy
still here.
Do I tell you once again that you ain't
gonna get struck by lightning?
No.
Big Daddy married, so he off the market. So what's for the rest of us? Can the rest of us get some?
You need
saying.
To go get yourself a thick nigga to take care of you, just like Big Daddy.
Oh my!
can I say something again? That, but you know, two bellies don't rub together great.
You know what? I could go on a whole different conversation with that, but I'm going to let that go. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, no, it didn't even got to do with size. You still could be a Big Daddy, big whatever, and still a jerk. You still can have a PhD, a MPD, a master's, and all of that, and still be a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter.
Be a liar.
Right, and a big liar, and all of that, and cheap, and try to get over. So just somebody who could be honest and honest with yourself and honest with me. Yeah, I may not, again, I tell anybody, I may not like what you said to me, but I'll get over it. But at the end of the day, I appreciate you being honest to me and not lying to me about it. That's where I have issues with. You lied to me. That's the problem. Yeah, I was mad.
Amen.
Okay, now. That's it. You thought I was going to say 6'2 and 240 and brown skin? Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, we both know you're wrong about the brown skin thing because you like them Albie Shore looking mom. But,
not anymore. Shut up.
But I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
And,
thank
you know, you're always
you
welcome.
Me.
Thank you.
Bye, yeah. Bitch.
Bye-bye.
You know what? That was good because I had to come out myself for a second. And that was good. All I'm saying is, and I understand what she's saying, but what I'm saying is I'm not going to risk an ass whipping to save a little ignorant child. What I'm saying, I do love children and do love young people, but it starts with their parents. And I'm not going to risk getting into an altercation because somebody's rude and ignorant and don't know how to raise their children. Because, again, at the end of the day, people watch every little thing that I do. Trust me. That's why when I go to the games and there's an altercation in the section that I'm in, I put that fire out quick. Because I don't want nobody saying, especially with anybody that I brought down there, getting into no bull crap and say that Big Daddy has something to do with it. I've gotten my career over and gotten everything I've gotten so far. You want to know how I've done it, ladies? By staying the course and not letting ignorance and dumbness come in my way. And I'm not going to do that for nobody. For nobody. If you don't know how to act, you just don't know how to act. But you're not going to see me not know how to act with you. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all get what I'm saying? And we're about to wrap this show up. Any last parting words, ladies?
No, back to work. Y'all might not see me at the top of the show on Mondays anymore. School starting back up for y'all that, you know, don't know. I am a teacher and a director of a school, so.
Oh, I was about to correct you. You tell what you really do.
What? I just did it.
Yeah, I was about to say, you said a teacher. Like, you're more than that. But go ahead.
And a director of the school, but I still do teach. That's my love. So my hours are kind of changing on Mondays and Fridays, the worst days of the week to be working late. But I will try my best to head to the show, you know, at least by 6:15 or so. I'll miss the opening. I'll miss my David Bowie, but I'll be here with y'all.
I was about to say, dang, Big Daddy, you gonna be. I hope you ain't gonna be womanless for a minute.
Talking to yourself. He can do it. He's a ham, a glazed ham.
You know what? I get tired of y'all saying I'm a ham. I don't really think I'm a ham. You know what I'm saying? I entertain, you know, I like to laugh and joke and stuff like that, but ham. I don't know about that one. I might be a little piece of bacon. I don't know if I'm a whole ham.
A piece of bacon? You just called yourself perfect. That's very bacon.
True that. True. Bacon is perfect. I love bacon. You can put bacon on anything.
Bacon is perfect. Bacon is the best thing ever.
Yes.
But yes, I was about to quit the show, but Big Daddy told me not to, so.
Felicia, we love you. I still need
you. Of course.
They need you. And you got to still say it. So if you got to come on a little bit later, it's fine with me. I just appreciate you. And it's really no problem. And I'm glad you decided not to quit, but to stay on. And I thank you and I love you.
I love both of y'all.
And I love you.
Thank you.
Because I was about to be like, no, what he's going to
do. I know you're on the move.
Yeah, toward the end of the month, because I'm going to say konnichiwa for a month. Ain't no way I'm calling in from there. I love y'all, but see it.
The Roman cost too much.
Exactly.
Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, Faye Jackson will be making a tour through Japan in a matter of weeks. So, say you will be in
our
prayers.
So, I don't want to put that out there just yet. But, yes, I got invited to go, and I'm going. So, that's that.
So, we definitely be in our prayers. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
I am extremely proud of you.
Yes, thank you.
Because you've done something that I've never done in this business. And a lot of people have not done in this business. And if I could give you any advice, take this opportunity and run with it.
Yeah.
Because this opportunity is rare, especially with our people. It is what it is. So you have it. Run with it. God bless you.
Thank you.
Well. Kick behind. And bring me back a keychain.
No, a keychain?
Yeah, I collect keychain.
Okay.
Kimono, some sushi. It has to be cooked, though.
I was about to say, you want some sushi from a 14-hour flight? I don't think so. I got you on the kimono, though.
Thank you. Purple.
Okay.
Purple.
Yes.
All I want is a keychain, and if you go to that steakhouse, give me one of them big ass. I'm joking. Don't do that. I'm just playing. All I want is a keychain. That's it. Any last words, ladies, before I wrap this up?
No. Happy Labor Day. You know, I'm not the biggest patriot, but I do appreciate what people do, and, you know, I did my labor today. I was working on a holiday.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
All right. On that note,
because he's a laborer, so happy Labor Day. And that's why he looked at me crazy, because we were supposed to have been left this apartment.
Oh. Mm. All right. On that note, I'll let you ladies go. There's three different types of people in the world: those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson and Big Daddy that make things happen. We could do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Philippians 4:13. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is Jesus Christ. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is Romans 6:23. And I forgot the last one I was going to say. But on that note, God bless you all. Good night. And
good night.
I'll see you again next week on Big Daddy's Hard Talk.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.